Now we wait at Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
Yes, you're tuned in here to CJSF 90.1 FM. I am your host, Johnny Bones, and you are listening to Rad Radio. We just heard Tiger Army, their seminal track, Never Die. That goes out with a heavy heart to my dear friend, Corey Coffinale, who I got the unfortunate news passed away yesterday I got a message from his lovely fiance, Jess, this morning, letting us all know that he had unfortunately passed away very suddenly after a very short sickness. So, Corey, wherever you are out there, man, I love you. I miss you. I can't believe I'm never going to get to see that crazy smile of yours or hear any of your endless witticisms or jokes that you seem to have a bounty of. I don't got words to express it. I like to think that, you know, whatever happens beyond, that Corey's out there somewhere in like an endless field of pumpkins, his true happy place. Or, you know, I learned the other day that that Rico Browning, the guy that played the original creature from Black Lagoon, passed away, and that hit me really hard. And I like to think that maybe Corey's heart just couldn't take knowing that the very last of the Universal Monsters was gone, so he had to go with him. So wherever you are up there, Corey, I hope you can give a hug to Rico Browning and Bela Lugosi and Boris Karloff and Lon Chaney. I'll see you around there, brother. But in the meantime, here, let's have some music for Corey. I'll see you later, my friend.
Where do monsters go? When they're not on the film set, or do they wander the night? Do they have a home just like you and me, or are they homeless living in the street?
Who have given their souls to the Prince of Darkness. probably going to forever, and this band it fucking smells. We're definitely going to hell.
Yes, you're tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM. That set goes out to my late great friend Corey Coffinale. Rest in peace, brother. I'll see you around the next bend. Those songs that we heard were Tiger Army with Never Die, Necromantics, Where Do Monsters Go, Calabrese with Death Eternal, a band that I was introduced to and saw live with Corey himself. We went and saw them in Vancouver, and Corey was so stoked, I was so stoked, and we get there, and there was like five people in this giant-ass venue that I've never been to before. It's like the Owl or some shit. It was weird. they deserved a much bigger crowd. I don't know who the promoter was, but they fucked it up hard. But since then, I got to learn about Calabrese, and I enjoy them quite a lot. And then we ended that set with The Creepshow. That song was Hellbound off their album, They All Fall Down. Now, why was I playing The Creepshow? One, I played Creepshow because Corey was a fan of Creepshow and all that spooky, horror-billy, psychobilly stuff in general, and a fan of punk rock. But I also played them because not this weekend, not next weekend, but the weekend after that, the 17th and 18th of March, St. Patrick's Day weekend, the one and only Vancouver's very own Our Shining Bastions of Cider in the weird Pisso streets of Vancouver. The Dreadnoughts are returning to the infamous Rickshaw Theater for their annual punk extravaganza at the Rickshaw Theater. And the lineup is stacked this year, like every other. In the studio with me live and in the beautiful bearded and new fatherly flesh, I have the one and only, the stupid Swedish bastard himself, Marco Beery.
Hello.
Returning for your, I don't know, 20,000th fucking time on this goddamn show. You are the reigning champion.
It's got to be 10.
Oh, I think we're over 10, but I've been doing this show for 10 years, and you've definitely come on at least once a year. Bare minimum. So.
I think it's a third, three different bands.
Yeah. I mean, you have a few bands. I mean, yeah. you had what, Space Chimp and Terminal City Rats, Dreadnoughts, ATD. Am I missing one? I feel like there's another one in there.
I just started playing with Staggers and Jags.
Oh, you're playing? Oh, lovely. Are you going to do the Bridge?
On the bill, yeah.
You're doing the Bridge City show? Oh, cool. We'll do that. That'll be fun. That'll be great. Cool. For the people out there, I don't think we need to introduce your band because I'm pretty sure people have heard of the Dreadnoughts. If they're listening to this show, I'm pretty sure they've come across your band before. If you haven't, just turn the radio off and go put on any new Dreadnoughts album. You can get the new one right now. It's entitled Roll and Go, which I have questions about the title after. Because, yeah, I'll talk to you about it after.
Okay.
Could you run down the lineup of this epic show that you've put together single-handedly?
I did. So over the years, you know, I started putting on the shows and I started putting bands together that I enjoyed listening to. So, like, I listened to a lot of Guttermouth since, you know, grade school. And then I was like, you know, it'd be cool to play with Guttermouth. So I booked them.
Yeah.
And then for a few years, it was stacked with local, basically all friends. It's a giant house party for me, this thing, kind of.
Yes.
And then this year, on the first night, we added the Creepshow, because we go back. Without the Creepshow, Dreadnoughts wouldn't have gotten very far. Did a lot of touring together in 09, and then we stole their bass player to be our driver for a while.
Hey.
On the road, and then our bass player got sick, so their bass player is now our bass player.
How about
in
that?
North America. Yeah, who'd have thought?
Small world.
Turns out he's a nice guy, too.
Hey, he's a really good bass player as well. And he's got an excellent voice. I played that Hellbound track, one, because I thought it was fitting for Send Off to Corey, and two, because I think it's the only song in their entire catalog that Sean sings the whole damn thing. Mm. And it's a shame, because he has a fucking excellent voice.
He does. He's a little big punk rock background. And fun fact, he had never played the electric bass before. He lied. He only played the funny stand-up one.
Yeah.
And then Nick got him to do a solo in Montreal at his gig with us.
Yeah.
And he couldn't do it, so he has to put his bass like a stand-up bass.
Yeah. Well, I mean, fucking Marcus from the Slackers plays his electric bass on a stool upright.
Oh, there you go. There
so,
you go.
I mean, it wouldn't be the first.
Yeah,
I mean,
there you go.
If it was me, I would just say let him play upright in Dreadnoughts. I think it would fucking sound amazing.
Traveling with one of those?
Yeah, he can do... Creepshow does it.
I mean, Dreadnoughts tour without gear, so...
Yeah, there you go. There just borrow it from whoever's there.
Exactly.
Yeah, they'll let the local band provide the upright.
Band, you have a drum kit, a guitar, a JCM 900, and a stand-up bass. Just add it.
Yeah, just put it all in. Sounds wonderful. So who else is on that first night on the 17th?
Balkan Schmalken, because they've been playing with us for a few years now. They're just amazing.
They're fucking wild. They're like, what, like, like 12 piece?
16 of them this
Jesus
time.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I just talked to their leader there, and he says, it's a 16 piece for this show.
Jesus Christ.
I think once they had a 20 plus when they played the Commodore. It was crazy.
They're absolutely insane. Yeah. We're running out of backing tracks, so let's cut into something off the new album. This is the very first track. This is the Cider Jar, followed by Cider Holiday. You ready? Let's go. Is this the right turntable? There we go. Rat Radio.
Twinkle, twinkle, cider jar, filled with this grumpy Wilkins, Palmer's, Cranbourne, Chase, pour it directly in my face. Twinkle, twinkle, cider jar, I love scrumpy. Winds, merry breeze to the land of pasty, scrump and cheese. In our Bristol station at a quarter after four, straight up into the seven stars. There's history in the rafters, sawdust on the floor, and a sign above the bar. Says R-U-R, R-U-A, let's drink cider every day. Respect.
I scrump with the fairest of folk. See the standing stones on the misty moors. See the folks of fishing on the Jurassic shores. Fear the pixie's curse on the bootstrap lane. We'll get mortal drunk and curse the buckfast mugs. If we get real horror food in it, that's right, the bloody apple. Our way, a street fighter, every day. And we will get what we desire. And we will set the light on fire to show the way. Fighter holiday. La 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 la. Was brand new music from Vancouver's very own Kings of Cyberpunk, the Dreadnoughts, off their album Roll and Go, available now. It's new enough for me, all right? Okay. Listen here, Marco. Who's the one that's talking to the microphone? Both of us. That's true. You can get it available now on Stomp Records. It's on beautiful vinyl, as you can see if you are watching the live stream here. And it's on all your digital streaming and downloading platforms that you could possibly want. Now, I did have a quick question for you about the title of this album. Because Roll and Go is the name of an album that you guys have put out before.
It is. It was the pre-Legends Never Die. As soon as you just said that, I'm like, I know where he's going with this.
Yeah, I didn't have time to dig into my CD collection, but I've got the Roll and Go.
You got it at the Balmoral back in the day.
And I've got the Legends Never Die re-release, I would like to call it.
Well, I think Roll and Go was only half of Legends Never Die, because we only had one day in the studio, so we only did half of it. And then we made the Roll and Go with our CD stomper, and we sold like 50 of them, but we only actually burned 20, so most of them were blanks that we sold.
Well, the one that I got,
it had songs.
It has songs on it.
Okay, but not all of them.
No, I think there was missing like the squid, the one-eyed squid song or whatever, and maybe one. But it's practically the same album.
Okay, yeah, and then it would have been shortly after. I don't remember. Legends Never Die. The title was born off a T-shirt from the Sycamore's Bargain Shop. It had these wolves, and it said Legends Never Die. So I think we bought two of them. It was Drew and Kyle at the time, had a matching shirt, and then the title got changed. And then, like 15 years later or 17 years later, Nick wrote another album, and then Roll and Go.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's all connected. It's not the most exciting story, but
I just
Sycamore's is a town in Interior, BC, where we used to visit a lot.
Yeah.
That's where I was raised. So yeah, one of our first tours, we got that T-shirt, and you know.
There you go.
And then Victory Square, because that we used to jam there.
Yes.
Polka's Not Dead is because it's clever.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Iconic, I'd almost say.
And then all the other ones. Yeah, there's always a story.
Yep, always. It's very good. I was very curious. I'm like, oh, new album's coming out, new album's coming out, that you dropped the single. I'm like, oh, the art looks good. And then the album drops, and I'm like, Roll and Go. I'm like, those fuckers. I'm like, it's just a circular pattern with these drums.
I have some old, like, childhood friends that made T-shirts with the Roll and Go. Because it's the same cover.
It's the big Dreadnought ship on it. You guys just switched the font. Yeah.
Yeah. We should actually re-release Legends Never Die as Roll and Go and change the order.
Yeah. Call this one Legends Never Die.
There you go.
Swap it. Interchangeable. Synergy. They're basically the same album.
Synergy.
If you listen to them back and forth.
Marketing.
It's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. Speaking of albums, I mean, I said that this was a brand new album, but you have a new album.
New album that she's coming on the 14th.
Willow Green, is that
Green
correct?
Willow.
Green Willow. I keep doing it backwards.
Yeah.
Is there a story behind the Green Willow?
That one, I don't know how Nick came up with the title. And, you know, that record is all Nick.
Yeah.
He did what he does. And he's like, I'm just going to record a bunch of covers. Is that cool? I'm like, fly out or my friend.
Yeah. Do your thing. Do your thing.
He's a talented man.
I'm very happy to know him. And I'm very excited to get to see him back in where he belongs.
Interesting with the Green Willow one is, so over the years, he's made demos.
Yes.
Which back in the day were like, you know, shitty acoustic guitar into a tape recorder. And then it went into like, you know,